Air Force One touched down in Canberra after the long flight from Honolulu, where Mr. Obama hosted the APEC Leaders Summit, focusing on bringing down barriers to trade. He was greeted by Prime Minister Julia Gillard and other officials. In a joint news conference, the Australian leader said enhanced military cooperation will help support stability in the Pacific.
Australia will welcome deployments of a company-sized rotation of 200 to 250 Marines in the Northern Territory for around 6 months at a time. Over a number of years, we intend to build on this relationship in a staged way to a full force of around 2,500 personnel. That is a full Marine Air Ground Task Force.
The agreement also involves what White House officials call a significant increase in cooperation between the U.S. and Australian Air Forces. There will be stepped-up rotations of U.S. aircraft through northern Australia and pre-positioning of equipment and supplies. Reporters asked President Obama and Prime Minister Gillard if the agreement is part of a response to rising capabilities of China in the Asia-Pacific. Mr. Obama said the overall message for Beijing involves responsibilities of being a world power in an economically important region.
With their rise comes increased responsibilities. It's important for them to play by the rules of the road and, in fact, help underwrite the rules that have allowed so much remarkable economic progress to be made over the last several decades. And that's going to be true on a whole host of issues.
In Beijing, China's foreign ministry responded to the enhanced military cooperation by telling reporters that it might not be appropriate. A spokesman said there should be a discussion about whether it is in line with the common interests of the international community. The president has a busy schedule during a visit he says he long looked forward to, but which will last a little more than 24 hours. He then leaves for Bali in Indonesia, where he will be the first U.S. president to attend the East Asia Summit. The summit, which India and Russia will also attend, focuses primarily on security and political issues for nations in the region, although economic issues will also be part of discussions. Dan Robinson, VOA News, with President Obama in Canberra.